Charles Dickens might have described federal customer service as the best and worst. When it's good, it ranks up with the best in the private sector. But too often, federal customer service is not so good. Now the Partnership for Public Service and Accenture Federal Services team up to help. They polled agencies with high transaction volumes to discover whether agency managers consider themselves on board with a customer-centered approach. Joining me with the findings, Kathy Conrad, Director of Digital Government at Accenture. Kathy, great to have you on.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
All right, so this is something that the government has been, frankly, chasing after now for probably 20 years, and each generation of digital services that comes into the private sector seems to leave the government behind a little bit. Where do things stand now overall?
Overall, I think there's a very dedicated team of federal leaders and program managers who recognize and appreciate the importance of customer experience and are working hard to improve that experience. Despite that, there continues to be four primary challenges that we've seen across the board in which pretty major improvements are still needed.
And what are those four big challenges?
Not surprisingly, data, that agencies need to make better use of customer data and feedback to drive decisions and investments. Governance, many agencies continue to need to establish a clear customer experience strategy and assign a leader dedicated to the customer experience. Communication and engagement, longstanding need to really improve how agencies engage with their customers and communicate with them on an ongoing basis. And then finally, workforce management, building a workforce that is fully prepared to create a great customer experience across the board.
And do you find that federal managers, I know you spoke with a lot of them that are in this high volume kind of area, almost you could call it retail government, and do they know what they're talking about, like the same way that an online retailer that's successful might be able to talk about this?
So I think that they certainly understand how important it is to address all these issues. That said, there was a little bit of a gap between the perception that agencies had that gave themselves an average grade of about a B and the perception that the public has in terms of the quality that they receive from the government. So I think the priority is to try to narrow that gap by addressing these four challenges.
Give us an example of some agencies that do it well.
In our report, we cite numerous examples. The Federal Student Aid Office of the Department of Education has implemented a number of different initiatives to engage with their customers on an ongoing basis, to gather data, and to make sure that their customers are aware of the new tools that they're offering to help improve the way their services can be used. Same thing with Social Security. They've done, particularly in the workforce area, they have a new initiative to try to make sure that as they're hiring people, they can effectively deal with some of the complex and sensitive issues that Social Security employees often face as they address customers and work with customers across the board.
And I wanted to ask you about that governance, the second challenge that you mentioned. The report says many agencies, as you said, lack a clear customer experience strategy and the senior leader. Who is responsible for that?
Well, you know, one thing that's interesting is that everybody should be responsible for it. So every employee should be in an agency, should feel accountable for delivering their mission and serving their customers. So you don't, you don't want to have only one person who's responsible for that. But at the same time, what many agencies have done is they have many different organizations and executives who are responsible for different parts of the customer experience, but no single organization or an executive with visibility and accountability for all of the interactions that affect the customer and their experience with that agency or with a particular service. An example of an agency that has recognized how important it is to have that holistic view of the experience that their customers have is the Department of Veterans Affairs, where they named Tom Allen as Chief of Veterans Experience, and he's one of only three employees or three executives who report directly to the secretary. That gives him the authority and the visibility into the veterans experience as a whole, and it sends a very, very strong signal throughout the department that veterans' experience is a top priority.
We're speaking with Kathy Conrad, Director of Digital Government at Accenture Federal Services. And the other challenge you mentioned, data. I mean, I think a lot of private sector organizations devote a lot of effort and money to getting back feedback and metrics and so forth on what the online experience is. I mean, we all know about those annual or, I guess, quarterly surveys on public satisfaction with federal websites, but those aren't very fine-grained. And I don't think that there's enough there to guide an agency on what to do in customer service. So do they have the means to gather the data, and do they know what data they need to be able to improve their customer service?
Well, you know, you're right on point. I think while the annual surveys are valuable, they're not sufficient. One of the recommendations that we've made is that data be gathered in near real time on a post-transactional level for those high-impact services that affect the most customers or that serve a unique and significant purpose in delivering government services. Those data should be timely, and they should include voice of the customer feedback so that you can really get a sense of not how the agency thinks the service is being received, but get direct feedback from customers related to that specific service. We then recommend that those data be collected and made visible through a dashboard so that you can not only compare data across agencies, but more importantly, share lessons learned, identify trends, and find ways to improve services even when they cross organizational or agency boundaries.
Sounds like a good case for some shared services, maybe, in handling all of this back end of online experience.
Shared services or shared solutions or tools, along the lines of the digital analytics program, which was implemented and then made available to the public through analyticsusa.gov to be able to make transparent and drive improvements in web performance.
Now, one of the things that drives good non-government experience online is that they keep the organizations you deal with keep a lot of information on you, your history, your preferences. In the past, federal agencies have been reluctant because, remember, they were proscribed from having cookies and so forth. Have we gotten past some of that worry about keeping information about a visitor or a user that actually can create a better experience every time they come back?
So I think there are two related issues here, Tom. One is privacy and making sure that if we're gathering information through, for instance, a customer relationship management system, that it's done in compliance with privacy laws, which is, in fact, being done across government and is a very important way to be able to determine what a customer needs and how to better serve them. I think the challenge has been linking that data to customer feedback and to things like contact centers so that when a customer calls, you know a little bit about their history, you can appreciate not only why they're calling but what problem they're having, and then can make sure that that information is used to improve that customer's experience. But the other challenge that still remains is the Paperwork Reduction Act, which makes it difficult for agencies without going through a clearance process of gathering real-time online feedback from customers so that, in fact, they know how that customer is feeling about the service that they're receiving.
And a final question, what are the first two or three things you think agencies can do to either train or attract the right kind of people that can help them improve the online service?
So I think including customer service and customer experience in the qualities that employees are asked to demonstrate as they apply for federal jobs is important. And similarly, making sure that employees are equipped with modern tools to be able to not only identify who their customers are and what they want, things like using journey mapping and personas, making sure that as agencies collect data, they have available robust analytics tools and dashboards so that they can extract the actionable insights from that data.
Kathy Conrad is Director of Digital Government at Accenture Federal Services. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
There's a lot more to this report. You can read it and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.